You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. I'm Emily McCord. And today I'm looking into a question from a listener who says something's in the air in Harrison Township.
I can smell corn syrup.
Jude Welly has smelled corn syrup for years. She's lived in her home since 1985, and she suspects it's coming from an area manufacturer, but she's been wondering.
Does it depend on what they're making? Does it depend on the weather? Is it dangerous, or is it just unpleasantly sweet?
For this edition of Why So Curious, I set out to find her some answers. It's a crisp January afternoon, and Jude is walking her dog in her front yard. This is where she often experiences that cloyingly sweet aroma. But today?
No smell.
Nothing. But that doesn't surprise her.
If it's a moist, foggy night, that's when I smell it. On a dry evening, I don't usually get anything.
Now, Jude already has an idea of where that odor's coming from. She thinks it's the nearby Cargill factory, and she would be right. Just a 5-minute drive from her house sits the expansive plant. A steady stream of trucks come and go, and white clouds of steam drift out of big smokestacks, carrying with it some of those distinctive smells. Greg Holler is the plant facilities manager at the Dayton Cargill plant, and he says people have all kinds of ideas about what is causing that smell.
I've heard people say French fries, pet food. I've heard the bread before.
Two things basically get made there, animal feed and food sweeteners. Cargill is one of the leading suppliers of corn syrup, which goes into everything from sodas to ketchup to candy. And the smells are just part of the corn milling process. As for Jude's question about why people experience the smell at different times,
it's actually probably less a function of what's happening at the plant and more a function of the environmental conditions, because the process itself is very stable and quite consistent.
And it's all about what's happening in the atmosphere. So if you want to go on a smell hunt, pick a humid day and go early in the morning or later in the evening. John Paul with the Regional Air Pollution Control Agency says those are the best times because the sun dilutes smells in the air during the day.
You know, I live in Kettering, and there are mornings when I get up, open my door, oh, Cargill. But in almost all those instances, by 9 or 10 o'clock, you know, it's gone.
Now, to Jude's final question.
Is it dangerous, or is it just unpleasantly sweet?
Well, Jude, getting a whiff of that syrupy smell doesn't pose any known health risks. But just because something doesn't reek doesn't mean it's safe either. Some of the chemicals Cargill uses in its plant are regulated pollutants. Brian Indereeden with Dayton City Planning and Development says Cargill is like many companies who have improved their operations over the years. And he says overall, air pollution in the Dayton area used to be much worse.
And I have seen old postcards from the city of Dayton that talk about the city of 100 smokestacks or 1,000 smokestacks. And actually, the more smokestacks, the more smog that you had, that was an indication of how prosperous your community was.
Since then, legislation like the Clean Air Act has put limits on what can come out of those smokestacks. And Brian Indereeden brings up something else Jude didn't ask. Smells even affect urban planning.
That's real estate development 101.
Historically, affluent neighborhoods, particularly in the Midwest, developed away from the odors and sights of industry. A bad smell can lower property values. So for one final sniff at this question, I talked to a realtor. Steve Siebold often experiences the Cargill fragrance from his loft in downtown Dayton. And he knows he sells homes in the corn syrup smell zone.
Now the old joke about when you have an open house, have the coffee on and be baking some cookies, you know, and creating desirable smells that makes the house attractive. You know, that to some degree it's true. You know, we all know that.
But is the smell from the Cargill factory affecting his bottom line?
No, most people don't. If you tell them what it is, they go, okay, and then, you know, then they go on.
He says something about identifying where a smell comes from often puts a buyer's mind at ease. But if it is one of those mornings when all the conditions are right for potent odor detection, Siebold can always just put on another pot of coffee. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.